Okay, Shin Nun Tet, Din Rechava She'achrei HaBatim. So this is basically the din of your backyard. So in those days, their backyards were not so well used. They're rarely used on a regular basis, so it was more just for storage. Nowadays, we'll see, our backyards have the same din as their front yards. But let's see how it reads. Rechava, a rechava is basically a backyard. She'achrei HaBatim, it's behind the houses. Yetira al beit satayim. If it's bigger than two satayim, right, it has a wall. Velo hukfa ledira, but it wasn't set aside when they built the wall around it. It wasn't for regular living usage. Ein metaltelin ba elo be'arba amos. If it's more than beit satayim, it has a din of a karpef, and you have up to dalet amos. Okay. V'im patach la petach mi beito, v'achar kach hikifa. But if you built your house and then you had a doorway to go to your backyard, and then you built the walls around it, right? It's usually how houses are built. Afilu yesh goren bina labayit. Even if when you did this, when you made your doorway to your, perhaps also a usable window. But you had a doorway to go to the back, but there was also a place of storing your produce or your wheat. So since that was back there, when you built the fence, have a hekef ladira. We still call it hekef ladira. Doesn't matter that there was a storage area in your backyard, since you had kavana when you made your backyard to also be used for livable usage. So then that's called mukaf ladira, and then we said you can have it as large as you want, not a problem. Okay. Haga. Umash ein yizharin letatel b'chatzirot. She'acharei habatim. Now that we're not careful, everyone carries into the backyard. Mishum devizman hazeh, staman mukafin ladira. Because nowadays, we assume it's for livable usage, and it's an umdanat, the mukach, and therefore it has a din as the same as a front yard, and it's attached to your house, no problem. Okay, Shin Samech, din hekef mechitzot l'shabbos. So now we're going to learn some. Person wants to set up. Let's read. Yachid sheshavas bebika. Somebody wants to sleep in a wants to go camping, and he wants to set up a tent and make some kind of a mechitza around his campsite. Or really, this halacha, it's lav dafka by camping. It applies even if you're attached to a city. It makes no difference. Okay, we get up to we'll keep reading. V'hikif mechitzot gruot. Here, if you make walls that are not very good walls, weak walls. Okay, what's a weak wall? Kigon sheti belo erev or erev belo sheti. You made up walls that were all made up of sheti, which is vertical sticks, rods, all the way around. They're not connected horizontally, but they're within three tfachim of each other, so you have a wall made up of sticks all the way around, and that counts as a that's a sheti, and that's a wall. Or erev, or if it's all horizontal, just made up of sideway ropes only. So then, ad sa'atayim, up until sa'atayim, if you make it this big, another mutar l'taltel b'kula, it's 100% mutter to carry within it, no problem whatsoever. Misa'atayim ve'elech, but if it's going to be the size of 2 sa'atayim or more, 5,000 amos, so then, ein metaltelin bo ela arba amos. Then you only get 4 amos. So it doesn't matter if you're going camping, it doesn't matter if you're in a city. Basically, the din is, if you want to make walls, we normally have fences and walls, you can make it as large as you want, muka fadira, no problem. But if you're going to have weak walls, we give you up to beit satayim. If it's only vertical or horizontal. I remember once I went camping, so whoever asked told me I should make sticks. So I went to the lumber store and made up sticks. I went camping on Shabbos. So Basically, I wanted to be able to carry from inside my tent to outside my tent, you know, around our table, around whatever we have. So I put up a bunch of sticks all the way around. I'm pretty sure I made them within dalet amos of each other. And then on top of it, I also... Right. So this is how I did it. So I believe the way I created it was I made them within dalet amos. I'm not sure how far apart. I'm pretty sure they were more than three tefachim apart. But I connected them with a string. I put a nail on top of each one. And I made a string, so I did Surah Tepetach. The other alternative is I could have just made it where it's... I could have just put up a bunch of poles, not bother with the string. Maybe that probably... I don't know which way is easier.
It's a lot of sticks.
Right. So that was the other option. So I could have just made a bunch of sticks within three tefachim, and then that would have been fine. Or a combination. But yeah. Let's keep reading. V'chein adin. Imhem shnayim, and so too the halacha would be if there's two people. You have up until, now if you have strings, by the way, then you can make it bigger. Here we're talking about only shetiv erev, not zorat petach. So here, if there's two people, you're also limited to beitzah time. Imhem shlosha yisraelim, but if you have three people, so then, what if you have three people living there? Chashuvim kishayira. It's like a whole group that are traveling. And Chazal say, Umutar letaltel bekulo afilu hu gadol harbe. You're allowed to make it even much bigger. Really, there's no limit, but there is a limit. We're about to read. Ubilvad shaliyah kifu yater mikidei tzorkam. But it can't be where it's just so big and they have no use of such space, which is... It can't be where you have these huge areas. They made such a big one, and now they have huge areas where they don't need, they're not using it. It's just completely staying wide open, and they're not using it. There's no tables there. There's no coolers there. They're getting no usage out of it, no chairs. So if they have a beit zatayim left open, it could be ein metaltelin b'chol ha'mukaf ella be'arba amos. So then, they have a patch of beit zatayim left open. So now that aser is the whole area, and they could only carry dalet amos. It's not good. However, hold on. Let's qualify this last statement. That's if they made it bigger than six se'in. Because it's three people, each person gets two se'in. But let's say they made it up to six se'im, that large, and they're all sleeping right near each other. So it's okay that there's an area of beit zatayim that's left open, because we know automatically they for sure get six. Since there's three people, they automatically get for sure six. Okay. So haga, if they want it to be more than six, then they have to, it could be as long as they big as they want. They just can't leave a patch of beit zatayim completely open. Haga, ein a yehudi einu mitzdaref l'shayira. Now a non-Jew doesn't count. If he's camping with you, he doesn't count to be included in one of these people to make you have a bigger space. So it's not aser midin karpe for karmelit. Yesh omrim duhu adin katan eno mitzdare. And also a katan doesn't count. It has to be three adults. Bet. Hayu shlosha v'kifu kol tzarcha m'meit echad b'shabbos. Let's say you had three people and you made it quite large. And so it was mutter. It was good. However, one of the three die, and so now you're left on Shabbos, and now you're left with two people in the middle of Shabbos, and it's more than Beit Zah time. What do? Mutarim b'chol Shabbos. You're allowed to use it for the rest of this Shabbos, because kevan she'nichnas Shabbos beheter, because you entered Shabbos, this walls were considered heter, it doesn't change in the middle, nothing else changed, the walls are the same. So therefore, it's mutter to continue just for the Shabbos. Obviously, for next week, you have to figure out, get somebody else, or make the space smaller. Hayu shnayim veikifu yoter misatayim v'nitfasu aleihem b'Shabbos. The same thing. You started out with two people, and it was too big, so it was Asur. And now you, in the middle of Shabbos, the third guy, you say, here, come stay with us. Asurim, it's too late. Kemon shenichnas Shabbos be'Asur, because the walls were already Asur on Shabbos when it started. He didn't carpe, if it's a din derabanan, right? Because it is enclosed. So, but since it started out be'Asur, it continues be'Asur, and you can't fix it until after Shabbos for next week. Gimel. Now for this it's important to look at that picture. It'll make things a lot easier. Basically, we're going to have three areas side by side with the configuration that's with the picture. We'll try and explain it a little bit, but it's very difficult without the picture. The picture, a similar picture is really actually, I don't know, it's probably in everyone's. I know it's in mine, Mishneh Berurah. There's two pictures. We're going to have two main cases. Comes from the Gemara. Okay. Ayu shlosha v'kifua kol echad la'atzmo zeh b'tzadzeh ve'ervu yachad. So now you have three people, and they each have their own chatzer. It's open from one to another, but they have little. You'll see. So if you look at the picture, you'll see there's indentations to show how it's a little bit. The widths are different, and with the walls, you see how they're somewhat set apart from each other. So each one is in his own. All right. And in order for them to carry from one another, since each one owns his own chatzer, they have to make an eruv. Im achitzonim rechavim v'emtzai katzar. So the first case is the two outer ends, the two ends, are wider v'emtzai katzar, and the middle is thinner. Okay? Shenimtzai emtzai paretzim aloa lachitzonim v'achitzonim sheyesh lahem gifufim otvim alav mikol tzad. So the middle one, basically, you could if you're standing inside the middle one, you only have two walls opposite each other, and the other two sides are completely open, leading into the outer chatzeros, so the outer domains. But the outer ones, because there's these walls that are extended, and if you look at the picture, that's going to be the easiest, since it extends within each other, they clearly have their own four walls. Okay, so notnim lahem, so the two outer walls are pretty much, the two outer domains look pretty much like a two complete chatzeros, and the middle one looks like it only has two walls, but not four walls. So what's the halacha? Notnim lahem kol tzarkam v'emtzei afilu hu gadol harbe. Since the middle one is completely open on both ends, the middle one, we allow the middle one, the middle chatzer connects all three chatzeros. Sha'anu roim kilu kulam darim betocho v'harei yesh shlosha biyachad. So the din is, each one has, we consider it, because of the middle one, which is completely open, it connects the two sides, and that's called three people. Are there, and therefore they're allowed to be more than Beit, this area is allowed to be Beit, more than Beit Sa'atayim, and it's no problem of a karpif. V'af b'chitzonim notim lehem kol tzarkam. And the outer two, they're also mutter to carry, no matter how big it is. Kevan shenasu shayara be'emtza, since the middle is considered a group, and chazal or matter by a group, havele ina kechatzer le'emtzai. So we consider the middle the main, and the two outer ones are chatzeros that are part of the middle one, and it's all combined, and it works well. And this is the halacha. There's a v'yesh omrim. It's a little more machmer. V'yesh omrim shachitzonim enu mutarim. There is an opinion that says the two outer ones are not allowed to. Ela ad sa'atayim, unless they're less than beit sa'atayim. Because otherwise it has a din of a karpeth. V'im echad v'hem yeter misa'atayim. Gam hamtzai asar, and if one of the two outer ones are bigger than a satayim, not only are they asar, they also make the middle one asar. Sharehu parutz bimloa, because the middle one is completely open, so it only has two walls. And if it's completely open on both sides, with a karmelis open to it, then it asars the middle one. Okay, again back to the halacha case. V'im achitzonim now. We're just to make it real simple, just in the future, if you're going to do this, just try and make it one big square. It'll be a lot easier for you. Okay. V'im achitzonim prutzim v'im lo'am lemtzai v'hemtzai megupaf v'yachid b'kol echad. So now, what if you have on the two outer ones, this is the second picture. So the two outer ones now are parutz. There's three walls, but there's missing the fourth wall completely. If you're standing inside of it, you don't see a fourth wall. It's completely open to the middle one. Now the middle one, megupaf, but the middle one does have walls all the way around it. So the middle one essentially is a rishas sayachid with four defined walls. There's an opening, like a doorway, but it's still confined. V'yachid b'kol echad. So now if there's one person in each one, e notnim l'kol echad ela beit satayim. Each one gets only beit satayim. V'im echad me'achitzonim yoter mi'beit satayim, but because the middle one doesn't connect to the other ones the way they used to, because it's the middle one is all enclosed, so it's not able to be an easy connector. So here now, so each one has to be less than beit satayim. Otherwise, as a din of a karpe, if you could only carry dalad amos. So v'im echad me'achitzonim yoter mi'beit satayim. If the outer ones are more than beit satayim, so then hu levado aser. Then only the outer ones are aser. And then the middle one would be mutter because it's not wide open, it has its own four walls. But if the middle one would be bigger than Beit Satayim, Gama Chitzonim Asurim, then also the outer ones will be aser, because if the middle one only has one person and is bigger than Beit Satayim, the middle one's a karpev, and that had four clear walls. But the other ones don't have four walls. Shehem Prutzim L'makam Ha'aser Lehem, and they're open to the middle one. So if the middle one is Aser in that second picture, then all of them become Aser. Aval, that's if there was one person, one person, one person. However, now the following case, it's a suffix in the Gemara, but the halacha is Lakula on both cases. Aval, im echad beko echad mechitzonim ushnayim v'emtzai, if there's one person on each outer chatzer and two in the middle, o shnayim beko echad mechitzonim v'echad v'emtza, or there's one in the middle and two on each side. So the first case had four people, now we're having five people. So now we say everyone can have as much space as they need. As we say, it's all connected, and whatever is in the middle, it's as if it's in the chitzonim. Now, this whole scenario, if you look in the picture, the opening can't be more than 10 amos. 10 amos. If it's open more than 10 amos, it's a pirtza of 10 amos ruins your wall. Ruins your chatzah. It's no longer a proper rishas sayachid, on a darabanan level at least. So therefore, in order for each one to be considered its own chatzah, in order for this to work, you can't have the pirtza more than 10 amos. The inkein havale pirtza v'gamam mekupafim asurim, and therefore, even if it's a little bit enclosed with those little side walls, then it makes it where everything is asur. Because even it's the one wall itself doesn't have the proper din of a rishas sayachid. Even if one is okay and it's going to be matar the other two, if even one is so that you end up not having a proper rishas sayachid. Now I'm just going to say, the rest of this se'if, it's a little bit hard to read. Some achronim just erase it. The Mishnah Berurah says, when you get to Shin Ayin Dalet, you'll understand this one better. Just to mention, we previously had by davening with Minyanim, and we're going to have it again when it comes to Eruvin and Dalet Rishios and Shin Ayin Dalet. Where you have two rooms next to each other, and one room is bigger than the other. A big room and a smaller room, and they're both open to each other. The bigger one, since it's bigger, ends up with four walls, and the smaller one ends up with only three walls. But we'll understand that case better when we get there. Let's just read a little bit. In all these cases that we spoke about, v'kolze k'shekot le'ktana nichnasim la'gadola, v'kashekot le'ktana muflagim shlosh tfachim mekot le'orach ha'gadola. Basically, depending on the case, which is bigger and smaller, but because it's not really so much a din of size, it's more of a din of structure, how the walls are designed. The one that's more enclosed is considered the bigger one. The one that's less enclosed and completely open into the other one, That's considered the smaller one. So it's when you have these extra extensions, what we call them kifufim, these extra little walls, they have to extend at least 3 tefachim, or it's as if they're not really extensions and they're not really there. The azvaseret hagadola alatana, and then it's easier for one to be oser one onto the other. But we'll see this a little better when we get to Shinayin Dalet. The imlokein havele nira mibachutz, if you don't, because what happens is, if it's, again, lechi doesn't really apply over here. It really applies to that case of Eruvin. It doesn't really, but it's more of the expression that's brought over here, where you see it from the outside, the bigger one, you see all four walls, but from the, when you're standing on the inside, the smaller one, you only see 3 walls. And you don't, because if you, okay? V'kulan chashuvim megufafim. And ki'ilu ein echad mehem nifratz lechavero. And if you don't have any of these extensions that are at least 3 tefachim from each other, then it's as if they're not there. And each one is considered its own chatzer. Ve'ein notin lehem behem, be'echad behem ela beit sa'atayim. Bottom line, each one, with these extra extensions, sometimes you can have one that's more than beit sa'at, you can have them where they're more than beit sa'atayim, and they can be combined. But if you don't have these extra extensions, and you just have 3 chatzeros, one right next to each other, then each one is considered its own, and none of them could be more than beit sa'atayim, and if they are, then it could be oser the other one if it's open to it. So we'll leave that a little bit confusing because it's... Okay, Shin Samech Aleph. Let's just start. Let's do this one. Gag Samech L'Shus HaRabim. Aleph. Gag Samech L'Shus HaRabim Toch Asara Tfachim Ulamala Mi'asara Lechatzer. Okay, you have a house. One side of the house, you're along the main road. I know it's a little noisy for you at night, but that's how the house was built. One side is on Rishus HaRabim, and the other side is adjacent to your own personal chatzer. So one side is Rishus HaYachid of the chatzer, the other side is the Rishus HaRabim. Now, the land is not the same elevation, it's not the same height. The Rishus HaRabim is higher than the bottom of your house, let's say, and bottom of the land of the chatzer. So your wall of your house is 10 tefachim high from when you walk outside to your chatzer. But if you look outside, you open up your door, probably just a window, looking out onto the Rishus HaRabim, you don't have 10 tefachim high. Kind of like how some basements are built. But when you have these little windows on the top of the basement. So when you look outside your window, or when you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim to this person's roof, it's less than 10 tefachim high.
From the roof, it's less.
From the roof, right. Really, from the roof to the floor of the Rishus HaRabim, it's less than 10 tefachim high.
So you've got flooding issues.
Yes, you can have flooding issues. Very well said. Hoil v'ravim mishtamshim bo, since people walking in the Rishus HaRabim can use your roof, it's like a great little shelf to put things down as you're going, harei zeh Rishus HaRabim, it can be considered like a Rishus HaRabim, on the level of the Rabbanan. If you wouldn't have a chatzer on your other side, then I think it would be, it could be a real Rishus HaRabim, or Tzidur Rishus HaRabim, but, okay, I'm not sure, but basically, in this case, it's for sure not a real, the roof is not a real Rishus HaYachid. Midin Torah, it is a Rishus HaYachid, it's not a real Rishus HaRabim. The Asr LaBa'al HaGag, that's Asr for the owner of the house, of this roof, so you can use it with the things that are on the roof, because it's a Rishus HaYachid, but you can't carry from your own roof to your own chatzer unless you have a permanent ladder. It has to be there permanently, not something you take away once in a while. It has to be nailed in and you never take it away. Right? It's all week. Okay. And all Shabbos. Beis. Chatzer shenifritza mimilua. If it's completely open on a separate case, you have a chatzer that's completely open on one side. O biyoter me'esel Rishus HaRabim, and it's more than 10. In other words, you only have 3 walls. Or it could be 4 walls, but your pirtza is more than Eser Amos, because an Eser Amos opening ruins your Rishus HaYachid. So it leads into Rosh HaSarabim. So let's say the wall fell down. You used to have a wall there, and now the wall fell down, and you have this space, the threshold where this wall used to be. So Makoma Machitza Nidan Kitzidei Rosh HaSarabim Shu Karmel Shul Chatzer. So now the space where the wall used to be, that is a din of a rishus of a Carmelis, because it's like Sidei Rosh HaSarabim, and now your whole chatzer. Shehuke chatzer, your whole chatzer also now has a din of a Carmelis. Really, it was a rishus yachid deraisa, but because you have a pirza of the entire wall or 10 amos, now you're not like your rishus yachid, your chatzer has a din of a Carmelis. The imnifrats bekeren zavit. This is important. Anytime you have in a corner, it's completely open on both sides of the corner, right? Your corner is completely gone. All right, from the both angles. Afilu bepachos me'aser aser. Even if it's less than 10 amos, that's considered a complete opening, and it's you ruin your rishus hayachid for carrying. V'chen bayit shenifrats bekeren zavit. Same thing if it'd be your house. Afilu pachot me'aser, less than 10 amos. V'nifrats gam bekiri ad shenishar be'alachson aser. If there'd be no roof, then it'd be aser. But if you have a roof, then even though you're losing the corner, since you have a roof that goes to the end, if you would have a roof, then it's mutter. It's if the roof is also gone, then it'd be aser. Aval pirza she'ena b'keren zavit, any normal pirza that's anywhere, any wall, but not both angles of the corner. Amrinam pitikra yard v'sotim afilu b'yoter me'aser. But then you if it's more than 10 amos opening, since you have a roof, the roof continues. We say with the roof, pitikra yored v'sotim. V'hu shelo ye pitikra meshupa deleka peh. But in order for it to be a roof, as pitikra yored v'sotim, it can't be a sloped. How sloped? I don't know. I asked for a cornfield this morning. So we agree that 24 degrees would be too much, because that would be a wall. Tel amit laket. But if it's anywhere less than 24, I don't have an answer how much of a slope. But it has to be an obvious slope, not something that looks like fairly flat. Haga, just v'yesh omrim debinan gam kein baruch ha'vakiri arba tfachim. In order for pitikra yor v'sotim, it has to at least be 4 tfachim wide. Otherwise, it's not enough. V'arminan pitikra yor v'sotim afilo b'shtei mechitzas im yishkan shtei mechitzas shleim utvukot zo b'zo, avo zo k'neged zo lo. Okay, so this is one last thing that seems to be the halacha, although some argue. We know we say pitikra yord v'sotim for a fourth wall, no question. What happens if it's two walls? So if it's two walls that are opposite each other, we had that case before, doesn't work, everyone agrees. What if it's two walls that are like, in Hebrew they say like an agam, like two right angles? So you have two walls that are connecting each other, that are touching each other. And so you have a right angle made up of two walls, and then you have the two other walls that are completely open. So the Rama paskins that's mutar lechatchila to use. Just have a ceiling, and you say pitikra yord v'sotim, and that has a full den of four walls.